My name is Karen Silver. I'm the Deputy Director for the Office of Population Health Improvement at the State Health Department. And we focused our project on strengthening the public health relationship between the WIC program and the public health services in the Maryland community. Just wanted to disclose that we didn't have any relationships, financial relationships with commercial interests for this project. And we wanted to thank Robert Wood Johnson and ASTO for funding this initiative. Maryland has about 5.8 million citizens, and we have 24 local jurisdictions, each with a health department. And we do have some significant health disparities around the state. I think many people think, you know, we have Montgomery County and Howard County, but we see some significant health disparities in areas like the Eastern Shore, Baltimore City, and Western Maryland. In terms of the WIC program, we serve about 150,000 women, infants, and children every month throughout 85 statewide clinics. For the purpose of this project, we focused on two counties, Montgomery County and Prince George's County, and piloted the project in 9 clinics. So just to identify the opportunity, we really wanted to take a look at the public health referrals that were made to the WIC clients. We get about 10,000 referrals that are given to the Maryland WIC clients for public health services each month in Maryland, and so we wanted to make sure that they were actually receiving the services that they were going in for, specifically around the four areas identified on the slide around smoking cessation, immunizations, lead testing, and comprehensive women's health. And we really just wanted to make sure that we were shifting the burden from the WIC client seeking the service to really getting the public health service to reach out to the client itself and make sure that they were receiving the service. I just wanted to go over some of the accomplishments. We do have a short amount of time, and we did a lot of work in 18 months, so I just wanted to focus your attention on this slide. We developed a comprehensive women's health training for the WIC staff that was really a comprehensive approach to looking at four different areas of women's health. We focused on domestic violence, postpartum depression, smoking cessation, and contraception education, which was determined from a survey that we gave to the WIC staff, and those were the four areas that they wanted more information about. We think that we laid a pretty solid groundwork for some stronger relationships in the future around the WIC and the public health services in the community. And we did get a clearer understanding, although not the complete understanding, we still have a lot of work to do around the data that's available and the uses that we have and some of the gaps that we still need to work on. So I think there's opportunity for more partnerships and future opportunities for those relationships. This is just a diagram to show you where our point of intervention was for this project, specifically focused again on targeting the receipt of that referral that was made to a public health service with really the idea that we wanted to shift the burden from the client to the public health service in order to receive that referral. And so the aim of our project was really to integrate WIC and public health services, their processes, their knowledge, their data, and their information in order for them to be able to not only give more high-quality referrals, but also make sure that those WIC clients are receiving the referrals in the community. So just really, really quickly, these are the project measures that we set out for ourselves around four areas. And we did four tests over the 18 months, one test for each project area. So we wanted to increase the number of referrals that were made to the Quitline through our Facts to Assist program. So that was our smoking cessation test. We wanted to increase the number of WIC children that were not identified as having immunizations that were actually contacted by a local health department immunization coordinator. We wanted to do the same for lead testing, and we also wanted to increase the comfort and knowledge of comprehensive women's health issues throughout the WIC staff. And so the planning process, so we did a plan, do, study, act cycle for this project, and the plan process of this project was really focused around data collection, and we did that in two ways. The first way we did that was through process mapping, which is a QI tool that we used a lot for all of the projects. And we also did, we identified the current landscape of the data that was available for the four project areas. So specifically the WIC WOW system, which is our database in Maryland, some of the local and state data for the local health departments of immunizations and lead testing data, and then some of the qualitative data that we got from surveys for the comprehensive women's health study. And the process mapping really helped us identify what our improvement hypotheses were and identify where the gaps were. So we did site visits of every single clinic to kind of identify what the process was to get the client into the clinic, what the referral process looked like on the WIC side, and then we went out to the public health services and mapped out that process to identify what that cycle looked like, and then identified where we had gaps in the interaction between both. And so these are the improvement hypotheses that we identified for each of the projects. We did four tests, as I mentioned, and they're outlined above, and I'm going to go through them very, very quickly. But this was just the last part of our plan cycle, was to really identify, based on what we looked at from the data collection and the process mapping, what were the four things that we wanted to test over the 18 months. So the first one is we wanted to link each WIC clinic to the FACS to Assist program. We wanted to provide a more comprehensive report to immunization coordinators so they could actually reach the kids that were not immunized. We wanted to get a better understanding of the county case management in terms of lead testing, so we did a data match, and then we also wanted to implement an evidence-based comprehensive women's health training. And so really quickly, I'm going to go through these tests. For the smoking cessation, we really wanted to get as many individuals referred from the WIC program to our FACS to Assist program in our 9 clinics. And so what we did was we signed them all up as FACS to Assist providers, and then asked them to use the FACS to Assist program as a way to refer WIC clients to smoking cessation services. Our goal was to get 10. We did get 10, and half of those actually accepted the services. So we did make our goal. However, only 3 of our 9 clinics used the FACS to Assist. So kind of our next step right now is to try to identify what were the barriers for the other 6 and figure out how we could make it easier for them to use the FACS to Assist program. Our second project was around providing a more comprehensive immunization status report to the WIC clinic so that they were more able to reach out to the families whose children were not identified as being lead tested. And what we wanted to do was decrease the number of children that were forwarded to the next month and decrease the percentage of children that were lost to follow-up. And we used immunizations data for this, for the immunizations department at the State Health Department. And we use this as a proxy because we didn't actually have a really good comparison data set for this. And so we didn't actually identify any noticeable trends in either county, but we did notice that Prince George's County, and I'll show you the data, Prince George's County was able to bring more people up to date than Montgomery County was, but we're not sure yet if that was because of the report that we provided to them. So these are the data trends. So the top 2 colors are actually found up to date and brought up to date. There's more of that happening in Prince George's County than in Montgomery County. So we're still trying to identify. We don't have the right data set to compare this to, so we're trying to identify through qualitative measures how we can best connect them to the child. And then our plan for the lead testing was we wanted to follow the same process for immunizations and connect them to a local health department so that either the local health department could connect them to lead testing or that they could connect them to a primary care provider. And we, at the beginning, we really wanted to do this through our health information exchange. And as we did more work in our planning process, we identified that there was no provider directory available at the time. This was 18 months ago through our HIE CRISP, which would have been our most direct link to just send children to that primary care provider, and then that primary care provider would get a notice from the electronic notification system saying this child has been identified as not having a lead test. So because we couldn't do that, we opted to go through a capacity assessment, and we just did a data match between our Maryland Department of Energy, Environment lead database and our WIC database to identify how many of them matched. And what we found out was that 40% of them matched, so 40% of them had actually been tested, and what we did was a data match of 3,500 children for just 1 month in both counties, and 60% were not matched. And so at this point, we decided to stop the lead project because we were just not equipped to handle that many children. Maryland doesn't have lead case managers. They share it with the immunization program, and so there wasn't a lot of capacity for us to be able to handle this project. In terms of our comprehensive women's health, what we did is we started with a survey to identify what the WIC client, or what, I'm sorry, what the WIC staff wanted to learn in terms of women's health. And what we had identified was that they were really looking for some more comprehensive training around the 4 areas that I mentioned before: domestic violence, postpartum depression, family planning, contraception education, and smoking cessation. And so what we did was we did a pre-post test survey, and we wanted to address their comfort and their knowledge in the four areas. And we saw some significant improvement in the familiarity of resources, specifically around smoking, domestic violence, and family planning. And then we saw improvements in their comfort in approaching the subject of family planning and postpartum depression. 1 minute, okay, just really quickly. These are our survey results. So just really quickly, our next steps, we're just going to disseminate our findings to our project partners. We are going to retest the immunization process at one site. We're finalizing and implementing both our Facts to Assist program and our comprehensive women's health trainings. And we are going to follow up with the LEAD project because there are some new opportunities in the state where we can actually use the CRISP to follow up with this project again. And then we're going to be, the state of Maryland is going through the planning process for the FAB, and so we are going to be putting in the QI documents and some of the training documents into our documentation database. So we're going to be doing that next. And then some of the challenges that we ran into, we had a significant reorganization, so a loss of staff. We started out with 12 people on this QI project team. There are two people left, so significant change in leadership. We had some issues with structure of the WIC program and us allowing and them allowing us to kind of run this QI project through them. That took us a lot of time in the planning process. And then we identified a significant lack of coordination between state and locals and some communication gaps. Overall lessons learned, I think you'll see this from most of the project partners. We had to take a lot of time to understand our data. You know, a consistent communication plan is key, specifically in when you're doing a lot of work between state and local. And then the scope and size of our project, I think we could have probably changed that to make sure that we had done a little bit more detail in one or two projects. So if anyone has any questions, here's my contact.